unlock the door, bitch. I'm on my way. And I got to get to the grid.
I don't know why they call them chasers. It's not like Tubbs can run real fast.
Double vodka with hot brownie chasers.
He just wanted to watch me eat it. Naked.
I can't say that. That's dirty.
Chasers will do anything to get into your pants. I love them.
Stop. Well, hello everyone and welcome to Chubbs Gone Wild episode 533, recorded on March 4th, 2024. And it is 56 degrees and partly cloudy outside the Chubbs Gone Wild remote studios. Do you think it's going to rain today?
They said we might get some showers, but it's not going to be anything big.
Not like the other night.
Oof. Well, yeah, that's all. But it was supposed to rain all day, and it didn't start raining until 7.
Right.
And it rained really good for about 3 hours, and then it was over. And then the next day, we got nothing.
Right. Yesterday, we only had a drizzle.
Yeah, well, it kept missing us, is what they're telling us.
Well, missing us, it's not missing the foothills, because my goodness, everybody is just piled high with snow up there.
Yes. A friend of mine, they live up in Tahoe, and his wife showed a picture today of the area around there. I guess they've got like a condo there. And it was very snowy, but the sky was blue, so that's what all they cared
about. Nice. Yeah, well, our other friends up there have been pretty much buried in. So crazy. It is 27 days until Easter. It's just crazy that it's sneaking up on us like that. It's 241 until Halloween, and only 200. We're down in the 200s now, 296 until Christmas. So need to make sure you stock up on all those Christmas spices. For mulled wine. Which I can't stand.
Yeah, I don't do mulled wine.
Yeah, I don't either. I also don't do non-store-bought eggnog. It's really gross.
Any eggnog is gross, so that's...
I like a little bit of the store-bought every year. But anyway, all right, it is. Let's talk real quick about Patreon, which offers folks a way to support creators and receive rewards not open to the general public, like, you know, My Life in Fragments podcasts, books, videos, and more. And we want to thank our amazing current patrons, Flint, Nephi, Nick, DJ Stossage from the Universe. Also, Eric, Sean, Phoenix Dave, Brother Sinatus, Kingsley, Kathy Bacon, and Moose P. Please visit patreon.com/MattBurlingame to figure out how you can become a supporter of all of our work for as little as $1 a month. And that brings us to welcome to Bacon Birthday Month. It is Miss Kathy Bacon's birthday month. Her birthday actually technically was yesterday, but we like to celebrate all month long. Did you see any posts by her?
No.
Oh, so I celebrated by getting a dipped cone, and just as soon as I posted the picture on Twitter, I saw on Facebook that she posted her own dipped cone, so it was perfect timing, and that was her birthday corner this year. Yeah, so happy birthday. Let's jump into today's affirmation. Would you join me in taking a deep breath and just centering for a moment? Unless you're driving, keep driving, pay attention to the road.
I'm not driving. I'm sitting right here. You can see me.
Oh, you're driving. All right. Okay, crazy. All right. I act with honor and integrity in all that I do. Oh, that's so true. I'm having a dirty, dirty fantasy, because there's nothing honor and integrity about that. All right. Well, hey, guess what happened today in history, which is all that stuff in the timeline that happened behind us. No idea? Okay. So on March 4th, 1974, actress Mia Farrell from The Great Gatsby graces the cover of the inaugural issue. What? What?
I coughed.
Oh, okay. I thought you were correcting me on something. All right. Issue of People, a weekly celebrity and human interest magazine spotlighting the personal lives of noble, or well, notable and intriguing people. People remains one of America's best-selling weeklies. Does it? Does it? Anyway.
Well, with the fact that magazines don't sell shit anymore, it probably is still.
Well, that's pretty much true. I
I
know
know
so many of the ones. Go
they
ahead.
tried to get me to take it after Entertainment Weekly folded.
Oh, yeah.
They also own People or vice versa. So they sent me People because I'd already paid for a year of EW, and so I get People for like 8 months, and it was literally. I pulled it out of the mail and I threw it in the garbage.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't. People used to be like, I remember being like, I wanted People, I wanted Us, and what was the one you just Entertainment Weekly, like all three of those. Once I, graduated from BOP and Teen Beat, I wanted those magazines.
Bag.
I know,
Right.
but anyway, it's yeah. So well, good, good. I'm done with the Kardashian shit.
Okay,
Well, and I'm not anti-Kardashian. I'm just tired of
what brought that up?
that type of headline stuff because people just,
Oh, okay. I was
anyway.
trying to figure out
All
where you
right.
went.
After 20 tumultuous years of marriage, actress Lucille Ball files for divorce from her husband and collaborator, Desi Arnaz, on March 4th,
Wow, it was
1960.
1960.
Yep.
Wow.
The breakup of the couple stars of the sitcom I Love Lucy and owners of the innovative Desilu Studios was one of the highest profile divorces in American history at the time.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I
I mean,
mean,
it was nothing to Brad and Jennifer, but no. Okay. Yeah. But we still have to remember Lucy gave us Star Trek, and therefore she is the mother of all. Right.
And you know, it was because her and Desi still owned it together at that time. I don't think they broke up the studio, but they were the reason why Star Trek ever hit the screen. It was really them. And a lot of
Yeah.
people, oh, it's just because they owned the studio. That no, you know, this was a time period where shows, I mean, like for instance, Gilligan's Island was one of the biggest shows. Well, probably of all times, as far as rating getters,
Right.
because you know we had four networks and four channels, well, if you count PBS, okay. So you got really three networks, and you know, like Gilligan's Island would get a screen, you know, they would have viewership of 35 million people on whatever night it came on, and Star Trek wasn't getting any kind of ratings like that. So to keep it
Yeah.
on through the 3 years that it was
Right.
also a push. But to get it there to begin with, you know, that was something.
Yeah, exactly. And not only, the fans were the ones that brought it back for those last two seasons, one season, two seasons.
I'm not sure on that,
Yeah.
but yeah, but it was also because Desilu Studios said, "Let's do it."
Yeah. And thank goodness they did because look at it now. I mean,
Yeah.
it's just huge. All right. Well, let's see what holidays we have celebrated today. Starting with, have you celebrated Benjamin Harris or Casimir Pulaski Day?
The second one, yes.
Okay. Well, for those that don't know, Benjamin Harrison died on March 13th, 1901. And if you have a historian, he is, oh, wait, no, that doesn't. Okay, here we go. It's an annual event that, well, no shit, to commemorate the 23rd President of the United States. Really? Really? Do we need to do that? Isn't that what President's Day is for? Anyway, and Casimir Pulaski is remembered as the hero who fought for independence and freedom in Poland and the United States. He is known as the father of American cavalry or the soldier of liberty. There you go. You learned something. How about that? Are you a courageous follower? Do
No.
you know fun facts about names?
No.
Holy experiment? Have hug a GI. Oh.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, I'll definitely do that. International GM's Day. International Scrapbooking Industry Day. Did you ever have any scrapbooks?
No.
I did. I had a Corey Hart scrapbook, actually three of them, but at one point I finally said, okay, enough of that. Pulled it all out. March 4th. That's literally what it says.
Okay.
Marching Music Day. Did you ever want to be in band?
No, I couldn't play an instrument.
Yeah, I tried to play the flute, but it didn't work.
Oh yeah, I've heard about that. Oh,
No, literally, yeah.
actually, I was a member of both choirs and the drama department, but I didn't play an instrument, so I couldn't be the band. I mean, I played piccolo if you let me.
Also, it's National Dance the Waltz Day. Do you know how to waltz?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things. Square dancing and waltzing are two of the things that we had to learn in like 7th grade. Also, National Grammar Day. Weird. I wonder when National Grandpa Day is.
What does that mean?
National Grammar, National Grandpa. Anyway, National Pound Cake. Have you pounded any cake? Nope. Okay. Snacks. National Snack Day. Oh, I've had snacks today. There we go. Oh, it's National Sons Day. Oh, that's so sweet. Even though we didn't know about it, see this on my wrist?
Yeah.
My mom got me that. It's a special jewelry thing that comes with like this really neat poem. That's for my son. It was really, really beautiful. Old Inauguration Day. Have you inaugurated any olds? Nope. Okay. Toy soldier. Oh, here's one that we both celebrate. Oh my goodness, this is perfect for us too. It's World Obesity Day.
Oh, thank you.
Yay, we did one. We didn't even know it. Okay, well, moving on, as Tom would like to do, to birthdays. Ouch. Sorry, that little neck thing there. Happy birthday today to Jimmy, Rob. What, Rob one or two of the Robs? I'm so sorry. I always confuse them, but I love them. And his quilts are just amazing. Also to Kay, who turns 83 today. Wow. And to Tom, not you, but another Tom, local that we know, we love. Also to Callie, Lamont. Oh, that Ricky from the Foul Monkeys, his birthday is coming up. That's just crazy. That's so crazy. Also Cheryl, Tyler, Mark. Formerly Mrs. Ouija, no longer. Also, we have Jeffrey, Matt, Michael, Jason from my childhood, my friend Jason, John, Joe, Mike. He and don't forget, this is Mike from that helped us out with costuming Countess Dracula. We've also got Curtis. Oh, Curtis took pictures of you for an article that we did on your first play. Charles, no, opening lines. Brain fart. Also, what?
What's Mark's last name? H, right? Oh, there he is. I got it. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I'm checking out his new work. Oh, that's
Oh,
beautiful.
cool. Yeah. And some of it's really nice too. We've got happy birthday to Christopher and Michael and Greg, and happy posthumous birthday to our dear friend Lenore, who's actually her memorial is coming up soon. She was absolutely a very fascinating, accepting, wonderful lady. She would have been 80 years old today. All right. Well, enough of that. Let's jump into the feed bag. And we actually have some stuff in the feed bag. Can I get a yay?
Oh, yay.
Oh, I say yay. So
Okay.
Sean writes in and says, who's even buying a fancy lemon cake for a kid's party? Just get them a chocolate sheet cake with funfetti. That's what all they want. Totally agree with you. I'm sure Tom agrees with you too. Also,
Fancy
you know,
cake, but I wouldn't get it for a kid's party.
oh yeah, no, I mean an adult party or like a nice tea or something I could see, but I agree with him. Sheet cake, funfetti, that's what kids want.
Yeah,
They just want cake.
right. It doesn't matter. If it's special, they're not going to appreciate it, and then you're going to feel pissed off about it. So
Like that woman did.
just get
Wanting
them something
reimbursement.
special. Yeah, she had a huge birthday party for this child and had what, half the cake left?
Or more, apparently. I mean, enough so the
Obviously,
kid can have two slices.
it was a big hit.
Yeah. All right. He also says, read the highly serialized TV shows. I have to wait until the shows run their its course and then watch the whole thing in relatively short order. Otherwise, I can't keep track of things long term. Yeah, I'm kind of the same way.
Well, that's why I keep saying watch that recap.
Right.
It's
Yeah.
crazy. I don't honestly, I don't think it's that we have lost our ability to maintain
Be
information
present.
from week to week. I think it's just there's so much that's so similar to each
Yeah.
other.
Yeah.
And I mean, when we, I always do it as a joke to Sean, but I'll sit there and we'll be watching something, and I go, "Wait, I thought they were out at the bar." And he goes, "No, that was the last show we watched." Oh, okay, I'm confused. It was, it's another fantasy that takes place with witches and vampires. I don't know, just
Exactly.
turn it on in front of me, and I'll figure it out.
Yeah. Yep. So, but I agree with that, and I'm kind of in the point of wanting to go back to my binge watching, waiting for a show to just be done and then go see it. I get more out of it, I think, when I do that.
Yeah,
Anyway.
because we like to watch when we're binging one episode a day.
Yeah.
And
Well, I get that. And you know, that's a type of binge too.
yeah, I know. But that's, I can't binge. Well, I after the th after the second episode, the third episode, I don't remember anything about. So I can't go more than two. I know that.
Yeah.
Because I tend to fall asleep during the third episode, even if it's a half hour episode. I don't know why. It's just a weird thing I have.
Yeah,
I get
the
my
drugs.
brain shuts down. It's too many. But I mean, we watch, like we're watching things like Louderman and Cougar Town and Big Mouth, and we watch an episode every day.
Right.
And that's binging for us. But on these witches and warlocks and monsters and werewolf things, good luck not getting them confused. And a lot of them are practically the same show. That's the other thing.
Right, yeah. And actually, I've been a little burned out on all of that. I mean, I love those genres. I can sit and watch them usually all the time, but I'm kind of burned out on it. I was actually looking for a really good just basic comedy, but most of those just seem so formula nowadays. It's just, yeah. All right, Chub Hugs, you got any?
Well, it's Kathy Bacon.
Yeah, I think it's got to be.
Yeah, I mean, it's her birthday month,
Yep.
and yeah, we did not do enough fanfare for her as we should. Thank God that you had the ice cream because, you know, otherwise
Yes.
I feel like we have failed her. But as we continue out through the month, we will be still talking about Kathy Bacon's
That
birthday.
is true, and
It's
that
her
is what
birthday month. It's
just happened.
not a day. You know, the third just follows Karen Carpenter's birthday. Okay, that's all the third means. March is Kathy Bacon.
That's true. Marching along, and she's going to be in a couple weeks marching into her new house.
Yay.
That's very cool, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that's where my chub hugs have to go out to. And yeah, let's
Pretty.
go ahead and go into some celebrity news, starting with celebrity deaths. Mark Dodson, the voiceover artist known for his work in Star Wars and Gremlins franchises, died March 2nd at 64. Michael Jones, the former pro wrestler who's best known for by the ring name Virgil, and also appeared under the names Vincent and Lucius Brown, died February 28th at 61. Richard Lewis, the actor and comedian known for his neurotic humor and distinctive delivery, and his long-running role as the fictionalized version of himself in On Curb Your Enthusiasm, died February 27th after suffering a heart attack. He was 76. Charles Dierkop, the character actor who appeared in memorable projects like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, who died February 25th at age 87. And finally, Iris Apfel, the fashion icon known for her eye-catching style, died at 102. She was amazing. Do you see her in some of her outfits?
Yeah.
I was like, when I first saw her, I was like, that's what I want to be when I get in the say. I just want to be like fun and neat and festive and just be famous for being cool. So
Yeah,
anyway.
Richard Lewis was one of my favorite comedians from the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
Always a big fan of his stand-up and you know, I didn't. I never watched Curb, which it's one of those shows that I swear I'm going to watch one day. And I, you know, I mean, I did see some of the earlier ones that he tried that tried to work out, but they didn't. You know, the Jamie Lee Curtis one and different. Jamie Lee Curtis put out a really nice thing on
Yes.
where she said that they were going to. What was the? It was something. Anything But Love. Was that it? Their show,
Yes.
yeah, Anything But Love. It was supposed to be a show about her and her love interest, and then Richard Lewis, who was kind of a one of those love interests. It was kind of like Sam Malone, you know.
Yeah.
They were going to do the three-way thing going on,
Oh.
and so what happened was they did the pilot. He came in a red for it, and they go, "Okay, yes, do the pilot." So they did the pilot. Came back and they said, "Well, we don't really like the three-way love interest thing, but we like the chemistry between you and Richard. So we're going to revamp the show and bring it out with just the two of you." And then, you know, it was like, "Sure, let's do it." And it was kind of cool that they had this wonderful relationship after that for years. And it's nice when you hear about, you know, cool
Yeah.
things. She said that she was walking or driving down Hollywood Boulevard, and Richard Lewis's stand-up, which was probably on HBO at that point, was being advertised on a big billboard. And she goes, "Let's bring him in." So it's just
Yeah.
it's
Well, didn't she also say that he helped her with her sobriety?
oh yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah.
That because he was he's been he was sober all those years as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's.
I loved that show.
Yeah.
I was, I want to say I was pretty young. I don't know how young I was, but I mean, I was, but I watched that every week. I loved that show. But especially since he was a journalist. So anyway, yeah, that's, but Curb Your Enthusiasm, I have never seen it. I don't know whether I really want to or not, but I have been watching a lot of old AGT, like Americans Got Talent, Britain's Got Talent, stuff like that, which I'll talk about later. But there was one where it was like a magician, or I think it was like some sort of magician. And when he introduced, like, they do, and who are you here with tonight? And he's like, well, I'm here with my partners. And you're thinking, okay, whatever. And then it was his wife of like 14 years and their girlfriend of 4 years. I thought that was really interesting. Like, I've just never seen it that, like, and here we are, unless it's like a special thing, like, oh, today we're discussing throuples on blah, blah, blah. So I was just like, really, like, wow, okay, cool. And none of them batted an eye. None of them said anything about it. It was just like, okay, cool. So I don't know why that stuck out to me, but I thought I'd share it with you. Tom doesn't care. All right. Some celebrity news. Lala Kent is pregnant with her second baby, just over 1 month after revealing her intrauterine insemination IUI plans. I'm expanding my pod, Kent, 33, captioned an Instagram photo of her daughter Ocean, who turns 3 this month, alongside her exposed baby bump on Saturday, on Sunday, March 3rd. The announcement comes just over a month after the Vanderpump Rules star
Oh,
went. I same, I would not know who this person is, and
okay.
frankly,
You should
three-year-old
have
named
led with
Ocean,
that.
I'm just like, whatever. But
Yeah, you should always lead with what they're from. I'm watching Saturday Night Live, and the girl that was hosting, I had no idea who she was.
yeah. Oh, it was funny. My friend Ronnie was watching it and texted me and said the same thing. He's like, I have no idea who this is. And I looked it up and I had no idea who it was either.
She just did that movie, Anyone But You. And the guy that was in the movie with her was in the audience at Saturday Night Live. So then I'm like, okay, I can put that together now. Okay, great. And now everyone's going, oh, they're really dating in real life. Who cares? I don't care.
Yeah. Anyway, she went public with her plans to do that and get a sperm donor. Yay. Sounds fun.
See, if they were
Royal.
in a couple, she could have had, one of two guys fuck her and give her a baby.
You know what? Come to Sacramento, you can find whatever you're looking for. The thing that I think is kind of interesting in a way, in a scary sort of way, maybe. There are all these Kardashians and Vanderpumps and Real Housewives, and there's like all this like reality TV shit going on that is so not in any of my radar. Like, I don't know who these people are. I never see, like, except for the occasional Kardashian ad, I never see these people in my, or the shows in my limelight. It's just sometimes I wonder, am I missing something by not watching these? But I don't care enough to go look at them. Anyway. All right. Royal member, royal family member, Thomas Kingston died after a gunshot wound to the head. Kingston was found in a locked out outside building with a catastrophic. Okay, catastrophic. Hello, there we go. Head injury. Oh, sorry, this isn't funny. Further details about Kingston's death have not been shared, but Skerritt noted that a gun was present at the scene. So they're not saying more, but but yeah.
Those royals, you know how they are.
Actually, I had to look up who he was, and he's like actually cousin to the queen, former queen. All right, This Is Us star Justin Hartley comes out as bisexual after conservative groups launch attacks on CBS Tracker for featuring positive representation of lesbian characters. And finally, Joey Grizz, The Bachelor, has officially addressed the comments about his yellow eyes. When I was in high school, I got diagnosed with something called Gilbert syndrome. I'm healthy. It's something that does affect the whites of my eyes. All right. And now, before we get into Tom's week, we're going to play a little game called Which One of Those Stories Was Not Real?
The cousin of the queen.
Oh, that one's real, sadly.
Okay.
Okay, so you just wanted.
I don't remember the other ones, so it doesn't matter.
Okay, so it was
I don't
the
care.
Vanderpump. Yeah.
Tell me, what is it?
I'm such a damn. It was the This Is Us star comes out as bisexual.
Oh, well, that does make sense that you would say. You would bring that up
I
because,
thought you would get it right away. So.
well, I'd forgotten about it by the time we got to it.
Oh, poor Justin Hartley.
You should have told me to pay attention.
Well, I wanted it to be a surprise.
Oh,
We'll
okay.
play again next week.
Well,
Prepare. All right. Anyway,
yay.
Tom wants to talk to you about.
Well, I thought I'd talk about my week,
Yay.
but I'm on the wrong page. There we go. Oh, so this week on RuPaul's Drag Race, unfortunately, my favorite, Plasma, went home. She's the Broadway queen. And it was, I mean, with what she did, because they were supposed to make up a goth outfit with the category being a beautiful nightmare. And it wasn't beautiful, but it did fit the nightmare thing. But, it wasn't beautiful. It was terrible. Especially when you look at some of these people. What she made was, it looked like you could throw it together, in your own closet. And some came out in ball gowns. And what, the Asian girl, she came out with this constructed outfit. 'Cause she, like, four of the girls are really good seamstresses as well as drag queens, as one should be if you want to save some money in the drag world. Plasma wasn't a bad seamstress. She just went in a bad direction. It was all awful, just awful. Let's see. The traitor, they have one traitor left. We've gotten rid of three of the traitors, and now I think there's one traitor and four or five faithful. This is on the traitors on Peacock. But it's been a really good, the season. It's gotten less good the last couple episodes because we're missing out on the traitors, and really you root for the traitors over the, I don't know why we should be rooting for the faithful, but we root for the traitors. Fun. They also have a show on, on the same channel, Peacock. It's called House of Villains. And basically what they've done is they've taken all the people from B Vanderpump Rules and Survivor and Big Brother and The Challenge and Love Island and, 50 Shades of Grey. I don't know. They pull them from all these reality shows and they pull all the mean, evil people and they put them on and have them battled against each other. It's exhausting. But really what it's come down to is that reality stars have become the average Joes now on reality shows. They're, we're getting more all stars than we're getting new stars. And so that's kind of, I mean, I understand the reasoning behind it, but like Deal or No Deal Island, half the people are famous reality stars and the other half are supposedly ordinary people, but I'm sure we're going to find out. Like on Idol this week, this one girl goes, "Well, I really like singing. I don't know how good my voice is. I mean, I think my voice is good, but I mean, I'll never be as good as my grandmother." Oh, who's your grandmother? Loretta Lynn. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Gosh.
Oh, I'm so worried about my voice. Jesus, one of the top five country, maybe male or females of all time. And you're sitting here going, huh? It just reminds me of those people that go, "Oh, I don't think I can do that." And then you find out they're just gaslighting you, and they're fucking, they're in there. What do you call that when somebody says, "Oh, I can't play pool," and then they take all your money? That's exactly what this is. So anyway, but American Idol this week, week two, and the people, they're really good. They are really good people. They're really, I don't know if they're, I don't know. It's really hard because, and here again, well, you know, I do sing at like clubs, but I don't really know how good I am. And then they're going, okay, you're top five. That's how good you are. Get out, you know.
Yeah.
But it's still, I really enjoy the show. Ghost, of course, is back. If I had mentioned that before, we're still watching Martin reruns. We're still in the first season, and I still don't understand why it's considered genius.
Yeah.
Let's see, the Conners. This week was, as Brian put it, Darlene is making Mark's life miserable yet again. So basically, Darlene's working at the college that Mark's going to,
Yeah.
and so what happens is Mark, he's been seen in the coming out of the psychologist's room, and so Darlene's trying to find out from the psychologist what's wrong with him, and she, you know, I don't, like, look, I'm a psychologist. I can't tell you what's wrong with your son. You need to ask him what's wrong with him if you want to know, because I'm not telling you. And she
Yeah.
goes, well, how about if I just ask questions and you blink once and let me know? But or cough, or you know, something. And she's like, I'm not going to do it. And so ultimately, she finds out that Mark's upset because he has to commute. He's not living on campus, so he's not making any friends. You know, he's got to leave school to get home. He can't just hang out with everybody. So she ends up getting him a job working, you know, in the same area that she does, in the lunch area. And that way he can janitorialize, the school, but he also gets a free room and board. So, you know, hell yeah. I mean, Sean did that when he was in high school. Maybe it was in high school, it was probably junior high school, but he did so he could, you know, he was in a private school. So, and his mom worked there. It's almost the same situation. It's actually kind of funny. But at the end, Darlene ends up going to the psychologists and talks to her. And at the end of the show, Ben, who is Darlene's husband, you know, played by our favorite, and then Becky. They're both asking the psychologist questions, and they go, Becky goes, so is Darlene still blaming me for that? Blah, blah, blah. And she goes, oh yeah, that's all she talks about. It's just, she goes on about you and how you don't do this and how you don't do that. And Ben's going, oh, well, at least that's off my back. And she goes, oh no, you do this and you do that. And she just spills it all out of what Darlene says. And so it was actually very funny. Abbott Elementary had a big breakup, where the gay teacher breaks up with his boyfriend, and it almost felt like he was interested in the other one, but I was drunk. We went back and watched it again, and it wasn't that he was interested in the guy who plays Everyone Hates Chris. It was just the guy who plays Everyone That Hates Chris. He was just interested in listening in on, or finding out about the situation. You know, he was more of a eavesdropper than a, oh, good, now this guy can be mine. Because he wasn't gay before, and he's still not gay, but it just felt gay. Anyway, the show over on Netflix, Brother's Son, got canceled after the first season. We started a show called Constellation on Apple TV, which is about a space station, and something hits the space station and something weird is going, you know, there's just a lot going on. We haven't gotten a lot on. Sean's like, well, I don't know about this one. And I'm like, well, I may watch more. I don't know. So we'll see what happens there. On Deal or No Deal Island, it's got Joe Montega, tail, Joe Monte, Joe
Yeah,
Montoya.
I'm not going to try to say it
Yeah.
either.
The guy who used to be married to Sofia Vergara, and he used to be
Yes.
in True Blood, and he's in Magic Mike. Well, now he's here looking hot and bothered on the island. So, or maybe I was just hot and bothered, but he is just so beautiful.
He is.
I have no problem with that. Speaking of surviving, on Survivor started this week, back after,
Oh.
it's just started again. And there's a, and the first character that gets voted off is the character that says, he keeps going, "Oh, I never quit. I never quit anything. That's the one thing that it's good to have me on your team, because you'll never hear me say I'm done. I'm never done. I always win, or, you know, or I may not win, but I will finish." And they had three things that he had to do that day, or that this episode, and he quit all of them. And then they voted him off. And now he's on social media going, "Oh, they just edited it that way. I didn't quit. I didn't quit. I mean, I said I quit because the other guy wanted to quit first. That wasn't me. I didn't say that." And it's just like, oh, you're just sad. You're a sad little man. And he was super irritating, too. So I'm glad he's gone. John Kung, who is the chef on YouTube that I watch, he's he's a chef on YouTube. Watch him all the time. He's the last few days, he didn't do it today, but the last few days, he gets up about 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, and he flicks on his camera as he's prepping, like making himself breakfast or something. He's answering questions. So by the time we get to him, it's recorded, so it's not live anymore. And I'll sit here and have breakfast with John Kung. It's been really great. Nice. You know, since I don't have regular television, I can't just let something run.
Yeah.
You know, like the news or some, you know, like Good Morning America, that kind of crap.
I get up and I turn on YouTube and I click the news function, you know, the news to stream. And I start with Morning Joe, and I just let it play, and it'll just keep playing news videos from, that's my routine.
Let's see, since the 80s, I have been trying to see Pippin.
Yeah.
And you know, because I like a lot of the music from it, and it's always seems to be having a revival on Broadway that wins all the Tonys. So I'm like, okay. And did you know Stephen Schwartz has never won a Tony for writing?
What? No.
This is Wicked, Pippin, and what's his other show? Oh, is it Godspell or something like that?
Wow, Godspell.
And, well, it's another big, he's got another big, like big musical, and Network has won for, I don't know if he's won for like as a producer for one of his own shows, because they always win big, you know, except for Wicked, which they shit on because it was so goddamn perfect.
It really was.
And so anyway, so I'm watching Pippin, and it's got just a terrible storyline to it. I could never figure out what was going on. And then I was watching it this time, and I was trying to watch it, and they, you know, it's like, it's terrible. It's just a terrible, it's based on factual characters, I guess. And I didn't care.
Oh, really?
Shit. It's like, I'm trying to think, not like King Arthur, but kind of that era where his Pippin's like a son of some famous king. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. It reminds me a lot of Lord of La Mancha, like a Man of La Mancha, which is
heir to the Frankish throne.
Yeah,
the young Prince Pippin is in search of a secret to true happiness and fulfillment. So he seeks it on the battlefield, the temptations of the flesh, and intrigues the political power after disposing his king, King Charlemagne the Great. Relative, by the way. Anyway. Yeah, wow. Well,
I thought it was about a troop of carnival people. Renaissance fair. I don't know. It was, and so I'm just going, oh, I don't give a shit about this. I'll just listen to the soundtrack. Fuck it. And then last week at the theaters, I saw Argyle, which is a story about it's from the people who did the Gentleman's Club and all those fun spy 60s kind of spy shows where secret agents and, you know, it's always funny. And this one falls right in there. Bryce Dallas Howard is a novelist and they plumped her up for it too. As a novelist who writes these novels about spies and intrigue, and it's becoming to a point where she's guessing what's going to happen. So now the bad guys and the good guys are after her to find out what she knows, how she's finding out all this information, or is she just writing the future? So it's the good guy comes in and saves her at the beginning, and then they're running from the bad guys the whole show. And it was amusing, it was entertaining, but it did nothing but keep throwing twists at us to the point of where you're just rolling your eyes after. Wait, how could that be true? You told us this was the twist, and now that's the twist, and that's completely different from. Fuck you.
Sounds like some of the Doctor Who series.
Probably, yeah. So I mean, it wasn't entertaining, because it was, and the cast is goddamn adorable, including Henry Cavill, and he's actually. It was funny because Brian was asking how terrible he was in it, and I go, well, he's playing the fictional character. So if he's a little stiff, a little awkward, he's a written character. He's not a real person. So it almost worked. It really worked for him in that kind of feel. So, but yeah, that was kind of it for my week. I did wake up Saturday morning at 6 o'clock, went and took a pee, came back and realized that I'm going to be in New York in 2 weeks.
It's sinking in, huh?
I just, oh, it's just, it was, 4 days ago, it was next month. And then all of a sudden it was this month, and shit. Oh my God. Okay. And it's not that I'm not ready for it. I'm not ready for it. Mentally ready for it. Physically, yeah, I can walk the streets now. I can stand up, like if I'm in line somewhere, I can stand for a little bit longer than I used to be able to. And so that I'm not worried about. But oh my God, just the fact that
After all these years, you're heading back.
Because you go to San, I know if I go to San Diego, it's going to be a lot of relaxing time and a lot, and we'll just play it by ear. But when you want to see a show, I was telling you earlier, I checked TKTS to see what was available on TKTS yesterday, and I read that to Sean yesterday, and we're both like, yeah, we could see a bunch of those shows. That's fine, at half price.
That'd be great.
Yeah, because I merrily roll along. I would love to see it, but the bad seats are starting right now at $250 to $300.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I just Nephi gets goes to a lot of shows that come through where he's at, and I'm always like, on edge, like. 'Cause he's really good with finding good ticket prices and stuff like that, which is just amazing. But every once in a while for like his birthday or Christmas or something, I'll be like, well, tell me what you want. And he's always like, I want a ticket. And so I'm getting more familiar with like the prices of tickets and stuff. And that just, I mean, it's New York. So I guess, is that
Yeah, I
like
know.
a good price?
Right.
It just seems so steep.
Yeah, it just it's I mean, yeah, I mean, we're starting to talk about concert ticket prices and how bad they are.
Oh gosh,
So, I mean, if the bad seats are starting at 250, and I know that they have even worse seats, but they're not available anymore. In the hundred range, they had seats, but they're not available. So that's why I'm playing it by ear. I've never done this before, going to New York, playing it by ear. Because I always like to have a few things set that I'm going to see. But I'm not paying full price if I don't have to. I mean, like I told you last week, we're seeing Colin Quinn for $15 a piece.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I mean,
So
pretty crazy.
yeah, so it's really hard. That's why I mean, Little Shop of Horrors is playing off Broadway, so you know those seats are going to be under $100.
Yeah.
And I'm going to see what I've been watching the Playbill, playbill.com to see what's available. And, you know, I've got some, you know, information from quite a few of our listeners, including our own Moose P. And
Yes, the king of New York.
I know. It's so funny
Yeah.
because he's a couple of the shows he suggested I want to see. And he did tell us not to see, wait, what's, let me pull it up real quick. There was one show he said that he hated. Oh, that's,
Aw.
yeah. So not to see that one. Where is it? Oh no. Oh God. Oh God. Oh wait. Yeah. I'll just go into my thing. What am I doing? There we go. Let's see. He said, let's see. He says, if you like theater history, the Museum of Broadway is fun, and I will
Oh,
definitely be going there.
yeah.
Definitely. He says, Moulin Rouge, Back to the Future, and Juliet, all three are on TKTS.
Sounds good.
He hated Girl from North Country, hated it.
Wow.
And then he wants to see Water for Elephants, which starts or he when he goes in May, looks good, but he doesn't know for sure. And I know that that's in previews right now. And so there's another show that's going to be in previews. The Outsiders is going to be in previews, so that we can get
Oh.
seats for. And then Scott has suggested Oh Mary and Titanic. And I think both of those are off Broadway experience. So yeah, I will be coming back from there with many a story. So
Cool.
other than that, what did we share today? What things did we both watch?
Well, starting out, of course, with The Bachelor season 20.
Yellow eyes, yellow eyes.
Oh gosh, poor Joey. Yeah, you know what? I'm sorry, but between him and several of the other girls, this was like a huge health problem.
Oh yeah.
Season
Well,
very, very
it's
odd.
funny with the his situation. And so that made me think about eyes, because you had mentioned it to me, and I was watching The Traitors, and CT, who's on the challenge, he spent many years on the challenge, and now he's in The Traitors. He shows up for breakfast the next day, and he's got red eyes. Yeah, so hopefully he got some good weed in Scotland.
Ah. Oh, that reminds me, when I went to the movie theater yesterday, I went in the bathroom stall and all I could smell was weed. Oh,
That's because it's where you have to smoke it.
that was funny. Anyway, so this is the one where Maria had her freak out and I just kept saying, oh God, dial it back, girl, dial it back. You're the one, dial it back.
I know, but her problem is, and I get this, the hometowns.
Yeah.
The hometowns, I think, are the worst part of the show,
I agree.
because the last thing I'm going to do is bring home somebody that I don't even know, that I'm on a TV show dating to meet my family. You know, I mean, unless my family's, you know, a group of
Please.
fame whores, and they want the same, you know, kick I'm
Yeah.
getting off being on television. Okay, then I guess that's fine. But I think for the most part, I mean, you go in there and you talk to, you know, Joey's going to have to talk to their father and their mother and say, well, you know, I really like her. You know, we get along well. And well, you know, and you're dating three other girls. And it's
Yeah.
like, it's the show. Get off my back, old man. You know.
Exactly. That's the way I felt too with some of them.
Oh.
But it looked from the previews, it looked like some of their parents, their dads were assholes.
Well, yeah. Well, it says, on the preview for the show tonight, it says terrible things are happening at hometowns. And it's like, damn it, I hate hometowns.
Yeah, I mean it really is awful. I hope Maria makes it through, and but I also thought actually after seeing Kelsey A or B or C, whatever her name is, she looked like she might be pretty good too, but I still see him really going for Maria if she would just get out of her head.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, but like I said, she's over the all the girls hate me. Now she's on all the girls. I don't want him at my house with my family.
Yeah. Well, I think it's probably because her family is.
Go ahead and talk. I'm going to be a
something.
Minute. Hold on. Go ahead. You talk.
Oh, I really think it's probably because her family is nuts. Because when I saw the preview of it, I mean, her father was kind of the worst. I mean, he was acting like a total jackass. I just don't get why, you know, it's a show. It's a show. You just go on, you play nice, you do your thing. And so, yeah, but kind of like what Tom said too. I mean, you can tell when some of the families are like kind of the fame whores, where they're just like, oh, and this is my, you know, here's my mom and my dad and my brother and my sister. Oh, and here's my two cousins that are, you know, twice removed from Connecticut. They flew in so that they could be on the show and judge my boyfriend. But I think Joey is really good boyfriend material. So, anyway, but I'm talking a lot because Mr. Tom is taking a quick phone, necessary phone call. So, I don't want to really move on to, okay. So, well, let's jump into my week until he gets back on here. And one of the things that I've been doing lately is, well, I've been watching a lot of, and I talked a little bit about this last time, a lot of America's Got Talent, Britain's Got Talent, and X Factor, those type of shows. They end up, what they do is they put to, there are people, of course, that want you to click on their stuff, but they put together long, like 90 to 2 hour clip shows, 90 minutes to 2 hour clip shows. And so there'll be like, you know, oh, all the golden buzzers or all the, you know, magicians or all the singers that surprised you, you know, like, oh, look, it's Susan Boyle. Let's make fun of her looks and laugh at her until she opens her mouth. And then, oh, she's a genius. We love her. And all the kids that got bullied and things like that. But let me tell you, I am a big sap. It's like when I used to watch, I mean, I'll cry at pet commercials. So you show me a bunch of AGT, you know, kids that are people that come out and they're like, oh, here's a choir of inner city youth. And, oh, and I'll just be bawling. Well, they're singing, you know, True Colors. And I'm just like, oh, guys. Anyway, but Tom is back. So we'll jump back in. So, but one of the things that I thought was kind of funny is they had to get him in a hot tub to get him shirtless.
Right.
And then they had to get him in a polar bear plunge to get him shirtless. And I have no problem with that because he looks good shirtless.
Yeah.
I know he's not necessarily your type. For me, it's kind of the hair. I'm like, can you do something different with his hair? But I think he's a really good bachelor.
Oh, I do too. He's awfully nice. But I honestly think that, what's his name? The
Jesse.
host.
Jesse.
Jesse. I think Jesse should be able to say, you know, this girl's a bitch.
Yeah.
I've seen, you know, I've seen the takes. I know what's going on. I just don't think it's fair for them to be able to talk to the camera and Joey not be able to see that.
Well, see, I kind of wonder if he does get behind the scenes stuff because.
Oh, no, no. Well, unless they're telling him who that he can vote off and who he can't. But if he sees that remember with the bitch that was causing so much trouble for
yes.
Maria, if he couldn't, you know, if he would have thrown her out the first week that
yeah.
if he had seen that. So I really don't think that they see that until much later on, until the season's over with. And
right.
That's the other thing that would really piss me off too.
Yeah, because I think so too. But I do think that there is some guidance going on behind the scenes when they're kind of like, you know, if he's like, well, I'm not really feeling it with the crazy one, they're like, you know, we need a couple more shows with some decent drama going on. So can you just keep her and put up with her for a little bit? I think there's a little bit of that going on, but
I do too, a little bit, but not if she's going to disrupt the entire. the entire, I mean, that one episode
right.
where Joey was just dealing with Maria and the cunt, yeah. the whole show, there was no show.
Right.
And even the other girls were like going, well, I'm glad I had nothing to do all week. I hope I don't get thrown out. I haven't
right.
because he's too busy having, was there, it wasn't Courtney. What was her name?
Bitch. No, I don't.
Yeah, but her running around the whole time doing nothing but causing trouble meant I watched a 2-hour show of drama.
Yeah, 2 hours. Anyway. All right, moving on to Capote versus the Swans, the second season of Feud. This is the one with the air conditioner repair guy. At first, I thought this was kind of a boring episode, but by the end of it, I actually thought it was a very poignant episode. But honestly, at this point, I'm not feeling a feud going on. Because, I mean, if you remember... If you remember the first feud, it was like zingers and flying queens, and they were just at each other's throats doing horrible shit to each other. And on this one, it feels like I'm just watching people get older and out of touch with their time.
Yeah, I have not seen this episode because I'm
okay. Well, you're
no, no, I'm not really interested in finishing, is what I'm saying.
Well, and that's sad because there is amazing performances going on. There are amazing costumes and scenery. I mean, it's like you have everything to make an incredible show, but I'm still left going,
it's not that interesting.
Yeah.
It's there. I don't know these people well enough to be invested in any of them. Any of them.
Yeah, so, and I don't think they're giving us enough to know that, because if we knew, I think that if we knew more about them before this, like, you have, unless you know how amazing Truman Capote really was with his writing and all the stuff that he did before In Cold Blood, and then all the stuff he did with In Cold Blood, which pretty much just sucked up so much of his life for a while. You don't get it. You're just like watching a queeny little guy expose a bunch of old nasty rich women. I don't know.
It just,
maybe I'm wrong.
To me, it was just, it's not that interesting. I'm bored watching it.
Yeah. And I think I just think that's sad. But I did think that there was some really poignant stuff with this episode, with them like really realizing how out of touch they are becoming with the times going around them. And it was a big time of rapid change in those late 70s.
Right.
Anyway, and then Halo season 2. This is the episode that happened after the Covenant attack. And frankly, I mean, I get it's, if you are invested in this show, this was a very poignant episode, I'm sure. But for me, you're not okay. Next, can we get back to some action? Can we get back to some fighting? Because you spent an entire hour pining.
Yeah, nothing happened. Nothing happened. I mean, I think something may have happened in the dialogue, but nothing happened. It was just like, oh my God. Okay, we're going to sit here for 55 minutes and watch this episode. Mm-hmm. And I'm bored. I'm playing my game. I'm mm-hmm. listening to it. Nothing's happening. Yeah. Nothing's happening.
And that's why I say, if you're somebody that's like really invested in this show, and you're gonna be like, oh wow, that was deep. But for me, I was just like, I want to see action, shirtless guys, action, women kicking ass, go kill the monsters. You know, that's what I want to see in a space show. So anyway, I think that's all that we're watching currently. Together. Okay, so for my week, I was talking about the AGT, BGT, X Factor thing. I won't go too much back into that, but just to say that if you need a pick-me-up, If you're feeling low and you need like a good, like something to pick you up and make you feel hopeful again, and just go watch these things on YouTube.
I don't find them that I'm sorry, these people, oh well, and none of us have big toes, but yet we still are great singers. I don't care. I
Well,
don't care.
and I'm not even talking about though. You don't even have to watch the stories. It's basically like the people that are really good, the really good fun acts, are just strewn together in these 90-minute clip shows, and you get to see them come out, say, "Hello, my name is," they perform their number, they wow the crowd, and they hit the golden buzzer. I mean, it's shit like that. So you're not stuck listening to the entire story of their whatever. But it's if you just need a pick-me-up of watching some good material, even if you just want to watch recaps of good material, go watch them. They're fun.
You know what this week is? This is the week that So You Think You Can Dance starts tonight on Fox or on Hulu tomorrow. Then on Wednesday, on Fox, we have Masked Singer Thursday
I heard about that.
on Hulu.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the shows are coming back, and they're coming back fast now.
Yes, I've noticed that.
I just can't. It's going to be weird because Thursdays we're always. I'm trying to think what we always did a certain thing on Thursdays because there was nothing else. But now we've got Masked Singer. We've got Connors, A Dead to Me, Abbott Elementary, and Survivor. I mean, we're going to be, and those are all coming out on Thursday now. I'm just thrilled.
Right. Yeah. I need to get back into Survivor, but I'm gonna let it build up a couple episodes first. But okay. Let's see. So other things in my week, I did have I've been as a few of you who kind of, keep in touch on Facebook and stuff know that I've been struggling with having some really low times lately. And I figured out that I think part of it is because of a drug reaction, because the drugs, but no, but a medication reaction that I was having. So I have actually stopped that temporarily and found that that's pretty much, I think, what was going on, because I'm feeling a lot better. I'm coherent. I'm able to get around better. It's just like all the stuff that made me feel like, oh God, I can't even fucking think, and now I'm doing a lot better. So,
What
but
was,
it took a
you
little bit.
don't have to tell me what the drug was for, but what, I mean, what drug it is, but what's it for?
Basically, it was a type of weight loss drug that is also supposed to help your diabetes. But how it does that is it actually slows your digestion. So that everything kind of just sits, which can cause, and then side effects cause, can cause anything from diarrhea to, vomiting to just a general feeling of feeling horrible,
Well,
basically.
it's funny with all these new diabetic drug weight loss things that they're coming out with. They're also finding out that as soon as you stop that drug, weight comes on right away. Just comes right
Yeah,
away.
thankfully I'm actually not experiencing that, at least not right now. But the thing for me was I took a low dose of this for a long time, and I did have some of those symptoms, but I never, I just thought, oh, I'm just having an off day. But then when I finally actually got bumped up to like a what would be considered a regular full dose, it was almost immediate within like the next few days that I just started feeling worse and worse. And when I finally figured out what it was, I instead of waiting to be like, oh, I'll wait 3 months to go to my next doctor appointment and find out, I was just like, no, I'm gonna stop this and see. And it was just like within 2 days, I started feeling so much better. So, it doesn't, things don't work for everybody.
No, not at all. And it's best that you You do stop it, but I would suggest that you did talk to your doctor and say you had stopped it, right?
I have sent him, I did send him a
Okay,
message
that's all that matters.
and
As
let
long as
him know because, you know, it's one of those things where now that I have a good doctor, I have to remind myself to that I can reach out to my doctor and it's a good thing rather than, oh God, if I talk to this guy, what's he gonna tell me next? You know? I'm like, well, you're so fat, you should just he actually did want to when I first met him, on top of the CPAP thing that he was just like, he didn't even ask me any questions. He was just like, you're fat, you need a CPAP machine. But he wanted to try to he tried to talk me into bariatric surgery like immediately. It's like, dude, slow the fuck down. Anyway, but so I have a good doctor now. A beautiful, handsome, gay doctor now. Anyway, don't be jealous.
not.
So now I can Nephi will be happy that I talked about something during my week. So there you go. There is not see the episode 4 of Tracker I think just came out today, so I haven't watched that. I'm hoping that it's getting, you know, it's really like watching the old MacGyver and Magnum PI. I mean, this if this show had been produced in like the mid 90s or something, I'm sure it would have been like a huge hit. But it just they need to step up their shit for 2024. So that said, I've been rewatching Discovery, Star Trek Discovery. I finished season one and I've moved into season two. And I remember when I first watched this show, when it came out several years ago, I was like, you know, it's good, but the first season especially is really hard to get through and it wasn't really that good. And I don't know what the fuck I was thinking because rewatching it like this, it was a fucking kick-ass season and it just keeps getting better. So I take back anything that I said back then, and I will say if you go watch Discovery again and really watch it, and it's good. And then I went to the theater yesterday and saw Madame Web. And everybody, well, not everybody, but there's been a lot of mixed reviews, and a lot of people that I know have just said, oh my gosh, what a piece of crap. I don't know what the fuck you watched, but it was not a bad movie. And I'm talking like, we've seen some bad movies recently. Especially superhero ones. This was not one of them. It wasn't like, you know, like Guardians of the Galaxy where you walk away going, oh my God, that was such a good ride. But you walk away going, hey, for a Sunday afternoon watching a movie and I just want some action, it was just fine. And of course they're talking about they keep calling it woke because it has female leads who
I
are
know.
different
What is that?
nationalities.
What is that all about?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't understand it because I'm just like, it was a really good movie. I did not even notice the diversity until partway through. And I was like, oh, yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, back to the show.
Because they did the same thing to the Marvels.
Yeah.
Shit
So,
on it because it's
oh
got
my
women.
God, white men can't go masturbate to, you know, whatever. Did you hear about that guy getting thrown out?
Of
Movie theater for masturbating in the middle of the movie.
oh, what movie?
Miss M Madam Web.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Anyway, the weakest link to me was kind of the bad guy. I didn't think they kind of went enough into making him bad, and the actor was kind of stiff, but other than that, it was a really good fun ride. So if you're hesitating, just give it a watch and enjoy it. All right, now we're going to move into advice. And this is another one of Am I the Asshole? I am writing to ask for your opinion on a situation that happened with my friend slash roommate. He recently had a birthday party, and I wanted to surprise him with a party at a local gay bar. that we both frequent. I rented out the top floor of the bar and invited as many of his friends as I could. I also bought him some nice presents and a cake. However, he did not seem to appreciate any of my efforts. He sulked through the party. He did not acknowledge any of the guests or the gifts. He never even once said thank you to anyone, including me. I was hurt and disappointed by his behavior, but I tried to act cheerful and make the best of the night. After the party, I confronted him about his attitude, and he asked him why he was so ungrateful. He lashed out at me and said that he had never asked for a party, so I shouldn't expect to be thanked for it. He also said that he hated the bar and that he would have preferred a fancy dinner at a restaurant. He made me feel like I wasted my time and money on something he didn't want. Am I the asshole for expecting him to be grateful or and polite? Or is he the asshole for being rude and unappreciative? I thought I was doing something nice for him, but he made me feel like I did something wrong. How should I handle this situation? Dump him.
Yeah, well, honestly, do we know what he's going through?
Huh?
Do we know what he's going through? Why he was upset at the party?
I don't know. All I know is this.
Well, I know, but that's what I'm saying. That's my question is, before I'm going to condemn the guy, what if he just was going through some really horrible things and he got tricked into a surprise party? I'd be pissed.
Would you?
Yes, I would. I hate surprise parties, number one. And I'd be pissed that that my good friend who's throwing this party didn't know me better than to not throw me this party.
Okay.
I mean, I guess I think he could have been a little more polite in the whole thing, but I mean, maybe something awful, just awful, had happened to him that day that we don't know about. Because that's my new thing. Don't judge people until, except on television. Don't
Right.
judge people. Don't judge people until you know what they're going through. You know why they're being that way. I mean, unless of course somebody's in my face at a restaurant for no reason at all, and they're not telling me why they're upset at me, then we got a problem. But I don't know. I mean, I get it. I would have been a little more polite and then got my ass out of there as fast as I could.
All right. Okay. I would say that regardless of what he was going through, he probably should have at least said thank you. I mean, that's, you know, somebody does something that big for you, you could at least say thank you, but this is why I was so upset, and then explain it or something. You don't have to, but yeah, that's just a lot. So anyway, okay, well, that's our take on that. Timothy says, hey Chubbs, when you tell a story, do you exaggerate or embellish it?
You know, honestly, with the people I know, I don't have to.
I was thinking kind of the same thing. I was like, with the situations I've been through, I really don't have to.
Oh, and if I embellish or exaggerate, sometimes it's because of time and the story has changed. I was talking to my friend yesterday and I was telling the story and he finished the story and we both had the same story from years ago. Right. And
right.
So sometimes I wonder, wait, did that actually happen? Like when I was in college, I had gone to the local junior college. Then I went over to Sacramento State. But I always wanted myself to sound like I was a little better than Sacramento State. So I told people that I had applied to a lot of schools. I got accepted to the drama program at UCLA, but I wasn't ready to leave home to do it. That's not true. It's a fake story.
Okay.
But for years it became a story because it was my way of not sounding like I failed as a student, you know. Oh, great. Yeah, you're really going to get out of Sacramento by going to college here and then working here and never leaving. It's like, okay. And then I went to LA, and then it was that the story wasn't as big of a deal anymore. Yeah, so
Makes sense, yeah.
terrible. But I have been known to slightly embellish it just maybe to get a laugh, a better laugh.
Right. Yeah. No, I totally see that. And I think most writers or creative people do that.
And then we can
But
also see things a lot different. Well, I can see
it.
things a lot differently, and so I can find a hugely funny thing out of just about anything.
Right. And I think there's a difference. There's a difference between embellishing a little bit or exaggerating a little bit for effect and telling a lie. I
Yes,
mean, the story is real, but it's like when I talk about my therapist, and I'm like, I had a really great therapist that I went to for my abandonment issues. And one day I walked in ready for my appointment. She said, "Did they tell you that I'm leaving tomorrow? This will be our last appointment." I'm just like, but I'm here for abandonment issues. You're abandoning me. Like, talk about triggering. And so the embellishment is, I wasn't totally there for abandonment issues, but it's funny. So
But and
I felt like it.
I have gone along with other people's embellishments and exaggerations, especially my friend Mike, who has he has a memory that it's kind of it's compacted. So
Okay.
it's like for instance, he goes, "Well, when we were in New York," because we were talking about New York, he goes, "When we were in New York, it was great because we had bought tickets for this one show, but when we got there, they go, 'Oh no, these tickets are not for this show, they're for a different show. I mean, a different theater. You're not even this isn't even for this show.' And it's like, well, we asked for this, but they gave you so we had asked for Jekyll and Hyde tickets and they gave us tickets for some other show at TKTS. It was the wrong
Okay.
theater, wrong show. But on the front, it had the theater the show we had asked for. So it was really confusing. So we got there, and the box office guy goes, 'Oh yeah, hon, these are for like 6 blocks from here. You're never going to make it in time.' And we go, 'Well, that's we didn't even want to see that show. We want to see this show.' And he goes, 'Just a minute.' He comes back. He says, 'Come, go with the usher.' And it's like, 'What? We got some seats for you.' So he puts us in two seats in the very back row of the orchestra section on the aisle, seats I would have wanted. And they just kind of ate the other theater got the money and we didn't, and they didn't, but it was cool. It was a really cool thing. Well, Mike keeps saying that it was the full Monty. And I go, "No, we had already bought tickets for the full Monty. We had those already. This was from TKTS." And he's going, "Well, that's where the woman said it's like royalty." And I go, "No, that was the full Monty. You're combining the two shows." So he's kind of compressed two memories together as one memory. But yeah, so I mean, it can happen. Well, okay, go
Yeah,
next week.
definitely.
We could
No,
talk on this one.
I used to say that my father would, because my father did that. He would tell a story and he would embellish like one little thing, and then the next time he told it would get bigger, and then it would get bigger until it became this big thing that I'm like, half of that never even happened because I was there and I remember it. But then I think he would tell it so many times that he would believe it himself that it really happened that way. Anyway, okay, so there's that question. Hey, Timothy asks, "Hey, Chubbs, when's the last time you yelled at someone? Did you regret it later?" Probably last week, watching it while we were recording, you yelled at me.
Oh, for what?
I don't know.
You, well, you
No,
didn't.
but I anyway, no.
Yeah, the last time I actually yelled at somebody for a good reason, or one that I remember, was when Brad was here, and he had already overturned his bowl and his food once because he didn't want it. right? So
Okay.
I go in there and he's already flipped over his bowl and he's working on flipping over the water bowl. So I took the water bowl from him and I yelled at him. I'm going, okay, that is it. I'm not putting up with this shit anymore. Okay, you're not getting any water because I'm tired of mopping and you can eat the food off the floor. I don't care. And I walked out of the room. And so then I hear crunch, 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 crunch. And
Oh.
he almost got all of it off the floor that he's which was the full bowl that he spilled. And then later on we sat and we talked it out.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
The last time I think I like really seriously yelled at anyone was actually probably my father. We had he was it was during COVID. Because you know me, I get a little excited, but I don't really tend to yell that much. We were outside, my mom and I, and he were outside, and he was determined that he was going to go over to his girlfriend's house or something. And I'm like, it is the middle of COVID. There is this huge thing going around. And this was like when it was at its height, like people were dying left and right from this. And he is just like, oh, I'm gonna just go do what I want to do. And he just was being such an asshole about it. And I was finally just lost my temper in my Scorpio way. And I threw my Diet Coke can down, which was like a total wasted. I just regretted wasting that Diet Coke. But, and I said, no, you're not going anywhere. And it was so weird and so surreal because here's this little old man in the wheelchair. Well, he wasn't little, but and he just starts wiggling around. And yeah, thank you. You're telling a story here. Put your muscles away.
Listening.
And he goes, hit me, hit me. And my mom and I just kind of like our mouths drop open and we're looking at him like he just grew with her head. We're like, hit you? What the hell's the matter with you? Crazy old man. Like seriously, we were like so taken aback that he would even say anything like that. But anyway, when he finally calmed down,
You didn't hit him?
God no, like who, please. It's me. Hello.
Well, thanks for
But
getting my hopes up
I
there.
mean, you know, sometimes you fantasize about it, but you never really do it. But he fun when he finally calmed down, he listened and stayed home, but oh God, he was just so ridiculous about it. He was, you know what? The only thing I can say is at least he wasn't a Trumper, but damn, sometimes he would sure act like it. Okay. So what's in your lunchbox? Oh, by the way, thank you, Timothy, so much for sending these questions in. They're really, really good questions.
Oh,
And
he's
if
got
you
such
want to,
good questions.
yeah, and if you want to send any questions to us, just send them to chubsgonewild@gmail.com. And what's in your lunchbox? You can also send us stuff for what's in your lunchbox at chubsgonewild@gmail.com, like Mr. Moose did when he sent us two more pieces of cake, starting with chocolate and caramel cake. Caramel buttercream frosting on dark chocolate cake. And you know what? I'm not a big chocolate cake fan, but I would eat that. Absolutely eat that in a heartbeat.
He's killing me with the cake.
I know, especially this next one. Back to my standby cake, carrot. Love the cream cheese frosting. Carrot cake is my favorite cake, really. Yeah.
Well, I
But
like the way he picks it up and then brings it home and puts it on his beautiful
I
plates.
know, right? I was thinking of that too, because they're both on his yum. So thank you, Mr. Moose, for sending those in. And just a reminder that Golden Rule Services want you to know about an important tool in preventing you from contracting HIV. PrEP is a medication proven to be 99% effective in preventing HIV infection. To learn more about PrEP, visit sacgrs.org. Don't forget, there's also PEP, which is the post-exposure prophylaxis pill. So if you think you've been exposed to it, you can get PEP. And there's also DoxyPEP. So you can, if you think that you've been exposed to a potential STD other than HIV, then you can get that and they'll give you a 3-day supply of DoxyPEP. And that's basically antibiotic. to clear up STDs, so you don't actually get it. Now they just need to invent something to pre protect you from crabs. I heard about another person that was exposed to them recently. I was like, oh, poor guy. It's horrible. Had to shave off all that beautiful body hair. Okay. Find Tom's other podcast about at swannerandjudd.com. Find Matt's books at justkisstheguy.com. Find all our other links at allmylinks.com/chubsgonewild. And you can give us a call at
408-69 Chubbs.
That's right. And bear with us the next couple weeks because we are going to be moving our whatchamacallit, our domain name and all the rest of our stuff over to our new service because the other one fucked us really bigly. So anyway. All right, we love you. We'll catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.
A network of inclusion.
Univazpods.net.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.